From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Greece today, protests turned deadly. Demonstrators had taken to the streets to oppose a government wage cut and tax hikes designed to save the country from bankruptcy. But three people died when protesters set fire to a bank. Prime Minister George Papandreou promised those responsible would be brought to justice. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli has the latest from Athens.
Three bank workers, two women and a man, died of asphyxiation when masked youths set fire to their bank during today's protest rally. Four other people were hospitalized with severe injuries. Addressing Parliament, Prime Minister George Papandreou denounced what he called the murder of the three bank workers. He said, "A demonstration is one thing and murder is quite another. It's time for consensus," he added, "time to take responsibility. The only other option we had was for everyone to fall into poverty." On Sunday, Papandreou announced a package of sharp cutbacks in wages and pensions in the swollen public sector and hikes in sales taxes. These were conditions set by the International Monetary Fund and European Union in exchange for a $145 billion bailout over the next 3 years. Unions responded by calling for a nationwide general strike, and today tens of thousands of Greeks took to the streets, a normal occurrence in a country used to protest rallies. These marches started off peacefully with leftist and communist militants shouting slogans against politicians. Approaching Parliament, they shouted, "Democracy, not plutocracy, and thieves, thieves." Young law student Panos Karayiannis was among the marchers.
I'm here because it's our obligation to fight for our rights and the rights of our parents and all the people here in Greece. There is no other way.
Many of the slogans were aimed against the International Monetary Fund and the United States, described as the evil powers that want to reduce Greece to a colony. Two employees of the finance ministry, who identified themselves only as Kostas and Eva, vented their anger against the President of the United States. "We are very unhappy with Obama," Kostas said. "I believe he felt that the euro was too strong and that the dollar had to be stronger, so he made decisions to bring down Greece as a result." Eva broke in, "We are the victims in all of this." After a few hours, the leftist militants dispersed and masked youths, described as members of anarchist groups, took center stage and began to taunt the police. They shouted, "May the parliament, the whorehouse burn down," and started throwing objects at the cordon of security agents in full riot gear. Police responded with tear gas and stun grenades, and the street clashes began. Athens city center turned into a battlefield, engulfed in smoke. Shop windows were smashed, paving stones were dug up and thrown at police, trash cans were in flames. Masked youths wielding Molotov cocktails targeted a small bank and set it on fire. Ambulances rushed to the scene and stunned people crowded around to watch as firemen entered the building. Word quickly spread that three people had died in the flames. The mood turned against the rioters, and they tried to deny the gravity of what had happened. "Lies, lies," they said. "There are no dead people. The firemen are lying." The deaths of the three bank workers overshadowed the general strike, which brought air and shipping traffic to a halt, shut down schools and government offices. The deadly riots shocked Greece. It's too soon to say what effect the outbreak of violence will have on the government's determination to implement belt-tightening measures that it hopes in the long run will overhaul the public sector and help Greece become a modern and more efficient economy. Most Greeks, although angry at the austerity measures, appear resigned and are aware that the government has no alternatives. Sylvia Pagioli, NPR News, Athens.